Hey guys.
This is a video game based podcast called Get in the Car Gamer.
The opinions and ideas expressed within are solely ours. They should not be taken seriously by anyone.
So lighten up or light up.
And enjoy the show.
Hey, get in the car, gamer.
Round one, fight.
What's going on, everybody? How are we doing? I hope you're all doing well. I'm doing fantastic. Kevin, are you doing fantastic?
I'm doing fucking fantastic, buddy.
Because we're about to do a podcast called Get in the Car Gamer, and I am Josh Lomarion with me as always.
Kevin Clay.
Kevin the Clayeth. Oh. Clayderton. He's here.
I am. I'm in shorts. It's a beautiful day.
Is it nice? It's like perfect weather out.
It is. It really couldn't have been. I couldn't have asked for a more perfect day. Mm-hmm. I was loving getting some vitamin D as gamers. And I mean, you can see me. I'm a ghost.
Sure.
I'm a pallid.
Sure. You're transparent.
Pale. I am. It's not good.
Almost opaque.
I know.
But not quite.
Sickening. Like when I was drinking, I took a sip of coffee and just happened to be looking in the mirror. And I could see the liquid, you know, like the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
It was maybe not so good. So I do need to get out in the sun, but I'm happy to do it. It's been a good gaming time. We're in kind of we're in cruise control right now. The industry, we've fired everyone that can be fired. I'm playing the same two games I was the last 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Nothing's new. Nothing's crazy.
Sure.
With me right now, very the same.
Okay.
A lot of Helldivers.
All right. I'm doing a little Dave the Diver.
You Dave diving.
Excellent. I'm sure it's similar.
Better.
Probably the same game actually.
It sounds better because there's no hell. Personally.
Although there is a very hot spot, I have to get a suit, I think, to get a new diving suit to get down to the really hot area below the glacier.
Whoa.
In Dave the Diver.
Is that a new area?
I think so, because he goes, oh, it's too hot. And then he's like,
I don't think I got anything to get into the hot. I beat the game, and I only went down as far as cold, I believe.
I just assumed...
You might be headed...
I just assumed that if it was going to bottom out, it would have... not be like an empty space where it's just like it's an element of fire, you know, that's stopping me from going.
I do remember some hot stuff because you're down where there's like ostensibly dinosaurs.
Right.
Like they've got names that are like 19 letters long when you catch it and you're like, sure. What the fuck is that?
This diver Dave, man, he gets into spots.
He does. All because like he can't say like I don't feel like doing that right now.
Yeah, he's a people pleaser to the extreme.
Hey Dave, will you risk life and limb so I can get a Pokemon card?
Because of anxiety, he starts a business. He starts a sushi restaurant, a farm, a fucking
an underwater farm.
A fish farm also, like
that's true.
And then he fights a kraken and like sharks and stuff.
You got chickens, right?
Yes.
At that point, weren't you just like, what's going on here? I'm pretty sure I was a sushi restaurant a second ago.
I can apparently harvest like 50 chicken eggs a week if I get the incubator. But that's like 25,000 coin.
Oh, man, that's expensive.
It's got a big price tag.
I remember spending like 10K on one of those suits and being like, what am I made of fucking money? I'm running a business here.
You really don't come by a lot of money unless you have like a really good night at the restaurant.
What saves you with money is those festivals.
Yeah.
Where it's like, they're going to come and eat every crab dish you fucking make. And you're like, oh, excuse me, as I level up all my crab dishes to 5 and only catch crab for the next week. You know, like,
yeah,
just get in there.
Dropping rocks on the big king crab.
Ooh, that was fun. That game's so good. I should just go in and check. I should load mine up again.
Just revisit it. Even if it's not downloaded, it literally takes 7 minutes to download.
Oh, hey, whoa. Steam Deck, that'll be installed forever. Until it breaks, baby.
Sorry.
It has to be.
Sorry.
Dave deserves it.
I felt silly deleting mine because I was like, that was only 2 gigs. Why did I even take the time to take this off my desktop?
You know, I remember a time on my PlayStation 4 before I had changed the the hard drive that I had like Call of Duty and like 8 or 9 indie games. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at it, you're like, wow, it's a lot of games to play. But like all of the space was just in the one. And then the rest of it, you know, like one game, 90% of your memory.
Yeah.
8, 9 games. Yeah, the indie games almost 8%.
Aren't very big.
No. Not Dave either. But I want to see that they did a Godzilla thing in Dave. You got to tell me if you see the Godzilla thing.
Yeah, I have to check that out.
Cause that's
so
tight.
Like I don't remember where I'm at.
Okay.
Like in the story, because I came back and I was like, I don't remember these missions. You know what I mean? Like
what was I up to?
I'm supposed to go like save someone from a shark, and I'm supposed to do something else.
See, Dave is a fat man who runs a sushi bar. What is he doing saving people from sharks? You know what I mean? He's just like, and he's down there.
He can't
like,
say no.
I'm taking a machine gun into the water.
My sniper rifle. My laser with my laser spotted scope.
He's just like, I'm not fucking around. Those things will eat me. Also, you get like, what, 30 feet down, there's a tiger shark already trying to nibble your fucking... Like, I didn't know it was like that. I thought... You got 50 feet to hang out in the water. You know what I mean? Just chill. No way. Apparently, you go down a little bit and they're like, PvP zone enabled. Headed for your ass.
I also have Arkham Knights? No.
Gotham Knights.
Gotham Knights. I always want to call it Arkham Knights. Gotham Knights. I got that downloaded so I can finally start that.
Cool.
And I'm only 1.5-2 years late to the game. But it's fine.
I feel you. I got a game just like that. Like, I think we're coming up on the year anniversary of Final Fantasy 16's coming out, where I needed to have it day one.
Right.
And there it is. Right there.
Yeah.
It's just chilling. Yeah, I don't know. I feel you. Those game lists, they're easy to fill up. But I know you got a sweet deal on the Gotham Knights. That's how they get the Steam deal.
Dude, I got the fucking Fallout series. Fucking
yeah, you got Fallout and Far Cry. You got Fallout and Far Cry. You got both. You didn't get
games. I got all the Far Cry games.
And Fallout 76.
And then Fallout 76. Yes, that's correct. Thank you. You know my catalog better than I do.
Well, you know what? I occasionally go look at it.
You peruse?
Yeah, well, I'm just chilling on Steam and I'm like, oh, there he is. You know, I only have like 4 friends. It's like you, 3 other people that like literally don't get on Steam.
Yeah.
And I went and I was just thinking about how much Far Cry Blood Dragon is so fun because it's like Outrun, like my Miami shit in the future, which is like beautiful.
Yeah.
But 2 is such a wacky game. Far Cry 2 is the one where like you get malaria and like your guns full on jam in a gunfight and your dude's like, fuck, fuck, gah, and he'll like
breaks the,
fix it or break it. Sometimes they break. Yeah,
shit.
That game is like people go like, what the hell were they thinking with this game? But it's like I like
that. They really tried some stuff.
It was nuts. You get malaria, dude. Like you're like, oh, I'm not feeling great.
Mosquitoes. My dad had malaria.
It's apparently it's not cool.
Yeah,
fucks you up.
He had yellow skin and shit, and he was like, just in a hospital. Dude, he's.
He got
malaria and like another one that fucked him up, and he had to stay on his stomach the whole time. And he said like this large African American Navy corpsman would come out. He's like the sweetest man I've ever met in my life.
What a giant
man that would come and rub his back.
Oh,
at night.
Oh, that's nice.
Because that's just part of the job.
Right.
For what was ailing him. That's like part of the recovery. So he's probably rubbing a lot of dudes' backs, but like,
dude, malaria.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Dude, it's just like, yeah, we're in a place where like the bugs just straight poison. It's just all day.
He got something else. The other thing was from like eating. They went out into town and like ate some food.
Oh, God.
And like it just fucked him up.
That's terrible. Because it's like, oh, hey, let's go have some real food.
Yeah, some real local cuisine.
Wouldn't that
cuisine.
Be nice? Wouldn't that be special? We've been eating fucking, you know, MRE burritos.
Turns out the FDA doesn't extend outside of the United States.
They're just dipping a goat head like in the sauce and then coming
delicious,
back out.
But it's like all the other stuff, bugs and like whatever, you know.
That they're super used to.
Sometimes you see some of that street food like videos and you're like, nah. Nah, it's not. I can't do it.
I watched a lot of the Japanese street food on YouTube. Like,
that's gotta be a lot better than the Indian. It is, I'm not trying to besmirch the Indian folk, but my God, y'all need to like wash your hands occasionally.
However, same thing. Like you'll be like, wow, that one looks pretty good, and then you'll be like, so tell me what year that pot was cleaned last. Like,
yeah. It's just when like the whole thing is like food splashed everywhere. There's like flies and gnats and then and you know, and this guy's like bare hand.
Like, and he's like, you ready to eat?
Just like scratched his nuts and then went back to cleaning.
He's like, no, the oil's hot as shit. It's so fine. I mean,
look, sanitized. Anyway.
His fingernail falls right off.
The band-aid that's holding the fingernail. It goes.
He goes, that's actually one of the finer parts of the dish right there, if you can catch it.
I think I just kicked the shit out of the camera. It still looks
all right. I'm still here.
All right. I hope you guys are excited about talking about video games, because that's what the fuck we're going to do right now. We got The Joker Joins the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, season one.
Kevin, you got to be on that drop, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to be ready.
Here, hit me. Line me
the
up.
The Joker joins the Suicide Squad, kills the Justice League.
I'm the Joker, baby.
There it is.
Whoa. And he is the Joker, baby. I'm going to turn that one up a little bit.
Fake ransomware gang admits it made up Epic Games hack. Hilarious. and then at the end, we're going to talk about the Yuzu devs paying up to Daddy Nintendo.
Yes, the Nintendo Yuzu lawsuit and the immediate aftermath of such events.
It was brought to a close. The matter was brought to a close very quickly.
Book open, close.
Yep.
Yeah. So we'll be happy to very much get into that. So right. I guess we'll start with some lighter news.
Yeah, we'll go.
I'm the Joker.
The joke. Oh, this is a PC Gamer article. Joker joins the Suicide Squad, kill the Justice League at the end of March for their season one. That's right. A video game is broken into seasons now.
A video game, like a game that you. It's a co-op game, not multiplayer. It's a co-op game that you play with your friends, and it's not done. This is season one of that. Of the.
Is it supposed to be like a Destiny game type thing where they just keep going?
I think so.
And they just keep buying stuff.
Yeah, forever.
You know?
You can play this forever. It's definitely still happening.
All right. Well, the first season of Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League will go live on March 28th. And as promised, it will see the arrival of one of DC's most infamous villains, the Joker. Ooh. The date was revealed on Twitter in a very straightforward, un-Joker-like announcement. Get ready for season one. The jokes are coming on March 28th. Exclamation point. That sounds more like a triumphant in your face, Batfink. What? then the maniacal laughter the Joker is famed for, although given the events of Suicide Squad, which we won't get into for spoiler reasons, I suppose that that might be appropriate. So maybe like they gave you the first story part of the game, and then they just continue it after that.
I think so.
It's not like season one is the beginning of the game. So
they're just adding more stuff,
more content. Yeah,
because you can finish the game. You know, it does have an ending. Did you end up watching that? It's real spoilery, but did you watch the end of this game?
No.
Okay, I did. I watched the end of it.
I'm assuming Superman somehow overpowers the thing that's controlling him.
I mean, I don't want to hit you with any spoilers, but like, I'm not going to say you're far off. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
there's kind of a thematic thing with the suicide or with the Justice League. They're good guys.
Of course. And you know, Batman's probably, on top of it, you know, the tactician.
In fact, actually, people are a little upset about how Batman's treated in this one.
Oh, really? They kind of dumb him down a little bit.
Yeah, you know, Batman rocks. It's an immutable thought.
It's Superman and Batman are like two sides of the same coin. Except obviously, Batman are like the reason that their differences are what makes
Superman
them so
is a
alike.
God man.
Yeah, but
and then Batman is just a mortal man.
Yeah, but he's a super tactician that can like bring down anyone, and right. Strength against him is not necessarily a factor. He's got plot armor, you know. He's
very much.
Yeah. So
he's taken a few.
Those two.
He's taken a few plot penetrating bullets.
Right.
Oh, I'm fine.
Not an issue.
that's true. No, it's just, you know, for this game to do this thing where it doesn't end, you know, and they're going to go on and do more Suicide Squad stuff. I'm interested to see if you're, are we going to play as the Joker? Is the Joker now going to be someone we can play as?
Well, I would assume it.
Since,
you know, I mean, I guess they could, Amanda Waller could send the Suicide Squad against the Joker, right?
Because technically they're being good.
Right. I mean, and he is bad. Yeah, they're being coerced into doing things, or they're, the
implant head chip blows up.
Yeah, they blow up their head.
And Peacemaker's not in Suicide Squad in this game?
I guess not. No, he's not. I mean,
he's not even really.
No, I mean, I'm sure he is in the Suicide Squad in the comics and stuff. But I'd be surprised. Maybe John Cena was like, yeah, you know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's true.
Know? He's probably got a lot of pull on what he's going to do as the although that doesn't really stand for this game. With this game, I'm sorry, because they could just put the Peacemaker in there anyway.
Right.
So I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I'm just wondering if there's potential here to add new playable characters.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
That could be a draw. They're going to
milk it forever. They got another season one. They're not going to end it after that.
No.
Unless no one plays it.
There's a lot of... I know a lot of Batman villains. Who else do you think they could... Who else goes against the Justice League? Who else would you want to see added as a potential... I mean,
if you're just talking like normal...
Just straight up villains. Yeah, Legion of Doom. Just throw the Legion of Doom in there.
I liked
their crib in the swamp.
It just depends. I don't know. There's so many
Lex Luthor.
Like, yeah, I mean, obviously he's a
Superman.
Joker's a super villain.
Mm-hmm.
There's I don't know. There's a lot of options. Just depends on what you want. I don't know. I never really give it a thought as to like what villains I want to see fighting the Justice League. So, because so many have.
Who were they fighting in the movie? That Justice League movie that Dark they Side? Were all Snydered up on. Okay.
Yeah.
Like Slade. Like them. That kind of their cult. I'm trying to, man, I'm not super into DC.
Darkseid is like, he's such a...
First of all, he sounds like he looks fucking awesome.
He has the lasers that can like bend corners and like follow its prey.
Ooh.
And he's like super strong. He's like the Thanos of DC. So
yeah, it is. He's kind of like a rock guy. He has a cool little beard.
He has like his planet scepter. Is called like Hell Planet or something like that.
Damn, dude, Justice League's crazy.
It is, dude.
DC is nuts. Yeah, dude, I live on Tit Planet, dude.
Yeah. I'm Areola Man.
I come from Planet Boobulon.
Boobulon 5. Hell yeah.
Sick.
There's like, you know, Brainiac, Zod, Doomsday.
Ooh, I haven't thought about Zod. Okay, Doctor Doom is Marvel, I was about to say. Not Doomsday. Doomsday is not MF Doom. I'm sorry, and that's not even Doctor Doom either.
Sith Worlds. Oh, Wikipedia.
Uh-oh.
There's a thing called Wikipedia.
Is that a Star Warspedia? Is that only for
it's
wars?
Apocalypse. That's what the name of the planet is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very ill. Very sick planet.
Dude, anyone that has like anything to do with comic books and likes comic books is just screaming at. They're just like, they've turned off the podcast by now.
Right.
Like, shut up.
So I just, to kind of put a wrap on this Joker thing.
Yeah.
He is playable. He is a new character.
Okay.
And he is being described as an Elseworld Joker. So this is the Joker if Brainiac had taken him over at age 20, if that tells you anything. So this is like it says he's like kind of from the 60s.
Hmm.
Like the 60s vaudeville Joker.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is definitely an interesting take on it. Hmm. That's kind of like what the like Adam West Batman Joker was. Like you know, like... He had. I remember he had a handkerchief that he did a lot of action with. You know, he's
not as sinister.
No, it was a lot more fun.
Right.
But that being said, I remember Adam West Batman having a straight up drill headed right towards his cock and balls. Like he was stuck on the thing, and a drill was headed right towards his dick and balls. And I was on the treadmill, like as a youth, just being like, Batman, they're gonna drill his dick. But no, he makes it out.
I'm going to take your seed, Batman.
He pick bomb boofs, you know, out of there.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, I think a fun old school Joker kind of could be fun and could add to this.
Okay. Okay.
He's doing a lot of shooting.
Okay.
It's interesting to see these guys doing gun stuff.
Well, he should be using like a revolver, a big long barreled revolver. Absolutely. And then knives.
Yes, he should be.
Lots of knives and lots of.
He should, and then sometimes you shoot the revolver, it should do the big bang.
The bang flag, sure.
We need to get back to the bang flag. And it should be
at an inappropriate time.
Yes.
When he's, like, maybe gonna get hurt, and you really need that bullet, and he goes, bing, bing.
Yeah. And you go, damn it.
And then he laughs about it, and then he just, but somehow survives.
Yes, he would have to.
All right. Let's move on. Let's get
right into, this one's very funny. This is very humorous, and in fact, kind of thematic.
I'm the Joker, baby.
this is kind of a chaos sewing article here. We have an article from IGN. Wesley Yin Poole writes: "Fake ransomware gang admits it made up Epic Games hack. Calls itself professional fraudsters." We passing mentioned this hack. We were just talking about how it seemed like every 6 or 7 months, someone's time.
Yeah.
And it's because we live on the cloud and you keep firing people. You know, that's how people like they just someone goes, "Does my login still work?" Oh, it does.
How about that?
Oh, look, GTA 6 is coming out. So we have here a fake ransomware gang has said it lied when it claimed to have hacked Fortnite maker Epic Games. A group calling itself Maligovich had claimed to have accessed Epic Games data and threatened to release its data unless it was paid. But Epic itself denied it had been hacked. And now Maligovich has admitted the scam.
You called our bluff.
Yeah, Cyber Daily.
You got us.
Quoted a Maligovich spokesperson who said the group tried to trick hackers into buying hacking tools.
A hacking spokesperson.
Yeah, I like that.
Public relations.
PR for our hacking group.
Right.
This is like jihad. PR, you know, kind of? cartel beheading video editor.
Yeah,
ostensibly a man sits down with coffee and is like, another day on the grind, and adds that dubstep to those beheading videos. It doesn't get there. Wow. Yeah. In reality, they said, "We are not a ransomware as a service, but professional fraudsters. None of the databases listed in our blog were as true as you might have discovered recently. We took advantage of big names to gain visibility as quickly as possible, but not to fame and receive approval, but to build meticulously our new trafficking of victims to scam."
What a weird thing to be proud of. We love being pieces of shit.
Dude, on the internet, you can stand so tall up on any pile, even if it's poopy. I'm up so tall up here.
It's kind of like a catch me if you can, you know, like, and you know, apparently he made that story up. Like that wasn't even,
he caught us if he could again. He got us. Got us all.
Shit. A fraudster is a fraudster.
Dude,
is a fraudster.
Leo just cashed that check. He was like, yeah,
I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
We did the "Catch Me If You Can" song in our high school concert.
Oh, really?
Concerto. Yeah, we did that.
I was like thinking, I was like, man, he specifically knows that really well.
Our buddy had the solo, and he played a soprano saxophone, and it just looks like a gold clarinet. It doesn't even have a bend. And I just like, God, I heard it so many times. And then I was like, I'm never watching this movie. Fuck that. You know, like,
you never saw it?
No. I have, really? Still to this day not seen the movie. I have seen some clips. Like, I've seen him, like, run through the airport.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
It is interesting.
And Tom Hanks being like, this fucking piece of shit. We gotta get this fucking guy.
It would have been great if it was a true story.
Yeah, but...
But it wasn't.
Memed you. The company went on to say, "We don't think of ourselves as hackers, but rather as criminal geniuses, if you could call us that. The real question is, why confess all this when we could just run away?" The spokesperson continued. "This was done to illustrate the process of our scam."
Why would you tell us your
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. As Cyber Daily points out, even this confession may be a lie. Oh. Okay. But what is clear is Maligovich is not behind a hack of Epic Games or any other organization. Indeed, Epic Games itself had issued a statement insisting there was zero evidence that those claims were legitimate. Quote, Maligovich God, it's getting weirder and weirder to spell. Did they spell it differently again? They did. Milinkovic has not contacted Epic or provided any proof of the veracity of these allegations, Epic said in a statement issued to Eurogamer. When we saw these allegations, which were a screenshot of a dark web webpage and a tweet from a third party, we began investigating within minutes and reached out to Milinkovic for proof, to which they did not respond. The closest thing we have seen to a response is this tweet where they allegedly ask for $15,000 and proof of funds to
hand over the data. They're not even good at their job. Like, $15K? You're asking for $15K. Yeah.
$1 million.
How big's the group? Oh, there's like 30 of us. We starve all year. We don't.
Yeah, no, it's nothing.
We're really not that great at scamming people. By virtue of us just telling you how our scam works and how little we ask for.
They were just like, yo, maybe they'll hand it over fast. 15,000? That's nothing.
Big. Oh, we do one of these a week. We'll be rich in no time. Oh.
Wow.
Just Venmo it to us.
We're getting, I don't know, I've been watching a lot of True Detective, mm-hmm. and I know you have too, mm-hmm. but aren't we getting dangerously close to people playing games that, like, somebody could get in a lot of, like, trouble for? Like, dude, you're fucking with people's money. Yeah, they make $5.8 billion. Don't you think they'd like to hang on to most of it?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of, oh, you hacked us. That's cute. That's cute. You have our documents?
Ask for $15K?
It's nothing.
$15,000?
They'd be like, whatever. Put it out. I don't care. What do you got? What do you think you have? Oh, we're making Fortnite 2? So oh, you got
I
us.
I hope this is just one person. I really hope it's just one person.
Spokesperson?
Doing. Yeah.
Spokesperson, CZO, hacker, CEO, yeah. CFO?
Yeah. Whatever.
Could be.
He's just really bored. He works at Wendy's. And fucking, you know.
It's a motherfucker that turned the lights out on me that the other day when I tried to get Wendy's.
What?
I pulled up to the drive-thru window. That light, the one right above it, turned off.
Wait, you had ordered?
No. I was attempting to order, but the light was on.
Okay.
Also, it wasn't...
What time was it?
It wasn't a time. It was like a 47, 35. Oh, you know what I mean? It wasn't time to close.
This is arbitrary.
I looked. It wasn't a zero.
They decided...
It was time. No more nuggies.
Huh.
Hey, and I didn't get them. I ended up getting Taco Bell, which was an interesting idea.
That's all right. That you know what? I'll just say it right now. That Taco Bell near us is not too bad.
It really isn't.
It's not too bad.
Hey, I've had a lot of broken tacos in my time. Got home. Oh, that shit was still intact. Crunchy. Still crunchy. I thought this article was really cute, and I thought it was funny that somebody would even attempt this.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
15K, you're definitely tipped the hat. You definitely needed to ask for more. You needed a number two to be like.
I don't know, man. Maybe like 100K.
What like, a good even number. You know? I need it. I need 100K. They make $5.8 billion last year.
Yeah.
They might come off 100K. That's a tenth of a tenth of a tenth of a tenth of something they have 5.8 of. I think my math is correct on that.
Sheesh.
So, I don't know.
Math is hard sometimes.
Good try. They tried.
All right. Well done. Let's check out this last article.
Oh, man.
Games Radar. Is it Games Radar Plus?
Yeah, just Games Radar.
Games Radar. Yeah. This is an article by Dustin Bailey. Yuzu devs pay Nintendo $2.4 million, shut down the massive Switch emulator, declare we cannot continue to allow such expensive piracy, and pull all code offline. Ugh. Kevin, did you utilize this emulator for your Switch?
You know what? I gotta say, as someone who has now owned 3 Switches in my life so far,
mm-hmm.
No, I never emulated any Switch. I just played it. I just played a lot on the regular thing. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, the cool thing about these were, like, people were running, like, mods. Like 60 frames per second, mm-hmm. Ray tracing on Tears of the Kingdom and stuff. Yeah, I never just got into that, really. I emulate older stuff than this.
Yeah.
I have a Switch still. I could get into this if the games start getting more expensive or harder to get. That's when I'll be like, oh, well, my computer is great. So suppose I could. And I do want to let everyone know, at the top of the article, there is still an emulator available. First of all, you should be trying to get Yuzu now. Because it's going.
Right.
Clock's ticking. It was open source software, so I'm sure a lot of people have it still. Ryujinx still exists. Not all is lost. There's still another one. We're not completely dead in the water.
Okay. Yet. Well, good. This is, goddamn, keep kicking. Look at me.
So get close. Us back in there. We're
this
there.
This camera's literally 3 feet from me.
No, yeah, look.
I'm touching it.
It's so close.
Dude, my finger got real weird looking right in the middle there.
All right. Update. On the heels of the settlement with Nintendo, Yuzu development team released a public statement explicitly confirming that the emulator is dead and will soon be scrubbed from the internet.
Oh.
The timing and wording of the statements has raised eyebrows and alarms among emulation enthusiasts, with many worrying that this sets a bad omen for other emulation projects. The full statement reads... We write today to inform you that Yuzu and Yuzu support of sister emulator Citra are being discontinued effectively immediately. Yuzu and its team has always been against piracy. Mm. Wink. We started the projects in good faith out of passion for Nintendo and its consoles and games, and we're not intending to cause harm. That's a good thing to say right now. But we see now that because our projects can circumvent Nintendo's technology protection measures and allow users to play games outside of authorized hardware, we didn't know that would happen. They have led to an extensive piracy.
What?
I am shocked and appalled.
I'm in the boardroom today sweating.
Oh my God.
People are using this. What?
Excuse me. In particular, we have been deeply disappointed with users. We are so disappointed in you. Software leaked to leak game content prior to its release and ruin the experience for legitimate purchasers and fans. So they're like saying, we provide you a way of playing the game if you legally purchase the game.
War never changes.
No, it doesn't. We have come to the decision that we cannot continue to allow this to occur. We are standing on it, up against it. We're putting our foot down. Piracy is never, ever our intention, ever. We believe that piracy of video games on video game consoles should end. It should end forever and never be done ever.
In the arms of the angels, far away.
Effective today, we will be pulling our code... repositories offline, discontinuing our Patreon accounts and Discord servers, and retiring to Hawaii.
Oh.
And soon shutting down our website. We hope our actions will be a small step toward ending piracy of all creators' works, and that we all hold hands and war ends and God comes down from heaven. Thank you for your God years bless. Of support and for understanding our decision.
Wow. Okay. I'll take just a little bit of the first part here. You fucking beautifully. I heard in your recounting of this, mm-hmm. I heard them so clearly putting every sentence in front of their lawyer and being like, yes, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Like anything I heard
anything that says anything to the contrary to you saying that you didn't think it'd be a big deal.
No.
Or you didn't know. No, you knew it's bad. It's, in fact, you're against
it. You actually found out it was even worse than you thought.
No, you found the worst evil in the world.
And it was you.
And that's pirating video games.
And it was inside you all along.
And you're going to purge it.
A new court filing says today that the developers behind the popular Switch emulator Yuzu have agreed to pay $2.4 million to Nintendo. In its settlement, and the not yet official final judgment suggests that the software itself is not long for this world. In a joint filing published today, Nintendo of America and Tropic Haze LLC, the company behind Yuzu, great name for your very well-named emulator, by the way, now consent to judgment in favor of Nintendo and jointly moved the court to enter monetary relief in the sum of $2,400,000 in favor of Nintendo and against defendant. The permanent injunction would have the Yuzu devs permanently barred from offering to the public, providing marketing, advertising, promoting, selling, testing, hosting, cloning, distributing, or otherwise trafficking in Yuzu or any source code or features of Yuzu. The terms would also have the Yuzu website shut down and would have the devs turn over any physical circumvention devices or modified Switch consoles to Nintendo itself.
Damn. Okay. So they want to be able to...
Whoa.
They're going to study it and they're going to reverse engineer that shit and be like, this is how they did it.
Man, listen, when I came to you earlier today at work and we were like, is this... Like, did something end today? Like, is the West
maybe
falling? That part's even worse than this part. Dude, they're fucking, you gotta hand me all your stuff? How'd you do it? Tell me right now.
Oh, we'll find out.
That's fucked up.
We'll find out.
Dude, having to hand over the computers and the switches are not cool.
I'm surprised they didn't execute these fools. You know, I'm surprised Nintendo, they're like, we have three snipers on you right now. You see that red dot? You see that other red dot and that other red dot?
I guess the thing that makes me feel... Hold on, I'll save this. There's one more thing to say here, the thing that I think has started all this and probably got the wheels rolling on them trying to figure out if they could sue a fucking emulator or not. Because they did. Today, they did. Emulation itself is not illegal. Right? We all know that. Mm-hmm. In fact, you can argue that the Switch itself is a massive emulator of Nintendo's own design and their own works.
Yeah, I guess consoles are emulators, sure.
Well, because it plays
the NES older
games and stuff. Technically, it is emulating them. But, I mean, it's their games.
You know? I gotcha.
They're allowed to do whatever.
No, that's fair. I retract my stupid comment.
Nintendo sued against Yuzu, instead argued that the emulator illegally circumvents the Switch game's encryption keys, and that the emulator helps promote 1 million illegal downloads of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom before launch. Mm. There has not been a large-scale trial for an emulator since Bleem. I have been into emulation for a long time. I didn't even know about this. A PlayStation emulator that was sold in stores. Oh! While the PS1 was still on the market. That's why they got... Dude, they sold this on a disc in, like, a KB Games. That's crazy talk.
Wow.
Yeah, run them on your PC! Oh! That's nuts. Sony sued the makers of Bleem, setting the precedent that emulation software is legal to develop and sell because Bleem won the lawsuit against Sony. However, this is the part they don't tell you. Sony buried them in court costs, and Bleem had to shut down.
No.
So they won. I mean, it was a draw, I guess you could say. So I guess the thing is, number one, how do you wipe something that has source code that's been so readily available for years off the face of the internet?
It's got to exist on someone's like flash drive somewhere. You know what
but
I mean?
But now, like, you're going to be like, who's got the nuts to put it back up? Who wants to put their IP back up on this?
Is it illegal to share it free? You got to pay in Robux?
I'm going to say as a non-lawyer, take everything I say with a grain of salt. But I think if they came after them for the repository of it, I think they may have the manpower to put somebody on just Googling it every hour and finding out who else put it up and threatening them too. Yeah. Number one, they can, now that they have it, they can DMCA every file, like repository ever. Mm. Ever. So like any like Zippy Share or, you know, like Media Fuck or any of those that people use, they can immediately get it wiped off of that because that's just numbers. You know, it's just binary. They just go, you have to search for this right now. And they go, yeah, we found it 1,000 times. So we got rid of it. Mm. And now you're happy, right? And you won't come after me. I'm just a media sharing website. You know, I'm not, you're not the guy. But it is nuts. I mean, I guess taking it for granted. I've taken emulation for granted for a while. I pretty much have been like, up until the PS3 and Xbox 360, and even in some of those cases, it's been like, you got a PC good enough, you can play any game you want. Any game
Real
you
shit.
Want. Like up until a point where they basically started being like, ooh, I'm starting to get the hang of this anti-piracy thing. Hmm. You know, like right up until that point, you can play whatever you want. Hmm. But I never, like, for example, I had a Nintendo DS flash cart back in the days of Nintendo DS, and you just loaded ROMs onto an SD card micro,
right.
And you just put it in one and then you put it in the DS and you played whatever the fuck you wanted and they couldn't stop it and there was nothing they could do. During that time, I was able to get the Japanese version of Pokemon Black 2 and I was playing it. Like 9 months before we were going to get it in English. Now I immediately stopped playing it because I can't read Japanese.
Yeah.
And I went, wow, I am so stupid. You know, like I went, oh, I fucking really beat the system.
This was a good idea until it wasn't.
Until I couldn't read a thing. So I closed it up and I put it away. But I just thought, like, you know, I shouldn't have been able to do that. You know what I mean? That was a region locked game for a region locked console. And I just like, me, fucking 17 or whatever, was just like, I want to play that. Just got it. No problem. So Nintendo has really hated piracy for a minute. Wii's, you hack a Wii in like 10 minutes, like while you're doing something else. You know, Wii U, same thing.
Yeah.
They're just like, just you can just fuck it up. Finally, they were able to make the Switch. You have to solder to it to hack it. You have to actually solder a thing that like short circuits the piracy thing and then loads your just firmware like from the chip.
Bypasses it?
It's a physical bypass.
Yeah.
That you have to install on your
neat
gaming tablet for babies. Neat. You know what I mean? It's
that's pretty cool.
It is. It is. But like, that's how hard they're going now. And now apparently they're like,
now they're
going
to reverse engineer the other ones, the other, you know, those, whatever those, that looks like those consoles,
right?
Modified Switch consoles.
You know what though? If I find out in 2 years, like if in 2 years, Nintendo is like announcing Nintendo Switch games on the PC and they're running their own fucking Switch emulator that like is Yuzu, I'll shit bricks. I will shit. Oh shit. I remember not super long ago, maybe like 8-9 years ago, somebody busted open one of those like Final Fantasy anthologies, like a Final Fantasy disc that had a fuck ton of final different ones on it.
Yeah.
And they were like, yo, this is running like SNES 9X for the Super Nintendo ones. Like it was like on your PlayStation, it would straight load SNES 9X so you can play the Super Nintendo ones. And I was like, that's fucking hilarious. Because Square put that out. That was theirs. Even they were like, yeah, get an emulator going on it. That's how it'll work. I just think that's funny.
Wow.
Emulation's clearly like a useful tool.
Sure.
But wow, Nintendo hates when their games are pirated. They hate that so
much. I mean,
much.
I suppose if you bought a game legally and you just didn't want to buy the console.
Yeah, you just want to dump
you
it.
You just want to play it. Then, I mean, that's super where reasonable. It's like legal, you know?
Right.
You gave them their money. You just didn't buy their fucking console. Like,
but no, that, we but, deserve
but,
that money
but
too.
But yeah, they were like, no, you've got to buy the console to play the game.
See, but the thing is when you buy the console, you're rewarding me for the research and development I put into mm-hmm. this children's gaming tablet mm-hmm. with joysticks Sticks. That drift immediately. Yeah.
Start melting.
Yeah, just so it's, you know, in theory, they just don't want you to have any cake mm-hmm. or eat it. Like, unless you're paying them.
Unless you bought the cake.
They want you to buy the cake, pay for a subscription to a fork to eat the cake per month.
Yeah.
And then occasionally buy some new frosting to put on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Right on top. I am surprised at how quick it went.
I think they just saw the writing on the wall and they're just like, well, it could be so much worse. Let's pay them, dip out, we'll regroup.
We need to get clean.
Maybe a couple of us retire. Maybe a couple of maybe. Us regroup and start a new company, you know? And
hey, you know, because for better or for worse, they developed quite the piece of software.
Yeah.
And they reverse engineered a fucking console. That cannot be easy to do. It's got to be a lot of painstaking work. And you could probably put that to good use, I'm sure. Legal use, you know.
Yeah.
I once again have to say, I just do not get the fucking big deal about emulation, man. I get that you don't want your brand new games pirated. I think it is probably an ass chap that, like, as your console is concurrent, you also unfortunately have an emulator that's running the games, you know, better mm-hmm. on PCs. That's probably an ass chap for sure.
So is it even possible to make a game that's unpiratable?
Well, you can put Denuvo in it, and then it can't be piratable because Empress is gone, and she'll never crack another Denuvo anti-cheat or anti-piracy game again.
She hung up the spurs?
Yeah, no, yeah. Empress is done. She faded back into obscurity, so there's actually no Denuvo cracker anymore. Huh. So the one thing you can do to make your game unpiratable is put Always Online Intrusive DRM on it.
Which kind of sucks because your game has to be always online, connected to the internet.
Constantly running something, yeah. too, that's eating up your game's RAM.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, your console could be running your game.
Right.
PC could be running your game, but it's running more bullshit.
Right.
Which Nintendo did, in the last calendar year, sign a deal with Denuvo to put Denuvo on Switch games. I don't know how that's worked out yet.
Hmm.
I don't even know if they've done it. It could be for the next console.
Hmm.
But So that's one way to do it. Another way to do it is to have some form of physical media involved in the execution of the game. Like way back in the day, the Monkey Island, you remember that? The Lucas Games Monkey Island game.
Whoa, you just unlocked like a weird memory.
Yeah, pirates. Eye patch guy. Yeah, you can see it. I know. Because it was cool. You probably saw some on old PC.
Yeah, way TV back in the day. Or something. Like, I don't know.
So weird. That game, and people have since scanned the manual, so it doesn't matter. But in that game, when you started it up, it asked you to go find the two letters at like line, you know, on page this, line this, tell me what this word is in the manual. And that was the ante, because people who pirated the game back then wouldn't have the manual because they didn't buy the game.
Oh.
You know, so stuff like that, it's having some form of physical key.
But yeah.
And for a minute, people pirated that game and were like, what the hell do I do? And then someone like just like made, someone scanned it. And so people used that. And then someone just made a thing that was like, what's it asking for? This is the word. Like a little program. So, you know.
Okay.
They figured it out. But a truly unpiratable game. Yeah, always online. Straight up DRM. Just is a multiplayer-only game.
Infuse, like, stuff. Like, they could put information into crystals. So I want to have light. Like, this is a crystal right here, and I want it to be like, all right, I'm going to play Tomb Raider, and like,
oh, sick.
You just set it into something like basically like,
and it's, like, and it
Superman,
floats there.
Like Superman, when he puts in like the crystals, like into the ship, and it like controls,
it powers
stuff.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's tight.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, games should absolutely come on crystals. Can you imagine being like, I'm just looking for Dr. Mario.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just like, oh, it's not charged up. You hold it up to the moon. Thank you, Dr.
You can,
Mario.
Like, the way you know what the game is by shining, like, a laser into it, and then it projects.
It projects what it is.
Yeah, like, the logo onto, like, a wall.
That's actually ill.
Isn't
that? I'm into that.
It's, like, so over the top, but, like.
No, but it's tits.
It's awesome.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Like, we're going, see, you guys need to be thinking, you guys being game developers, need to be thinking this way. Don't be trying to make every game into fucking Angry Birds just because Tencent showed you that. You absolutely can sell more of the same bullshit to people over and over again. Dude, be looking to do special stuff with games. Crystals. Shine a light through it and you're playing a game. No, that's tits. That's fucking ill.
Well, no, that's just to identify it, but yeah.
Did you hear? I don't want to keep us
the spirit
much longer.
Yeah, we're on our way out.
Did you hear? Maybe we'll talk about it another time, but did you hear about this VR racism? This virtual reality racism that someone's working on.
Oh, working on a game for being racist.
I don't even know if it's like, a game. It's like an experience. They're trying to. They're like, here, white person, like walk in the world, of a different race and like experience what it's actually. Very interested to see what that's going to be like. If that has any traction at all, and isn't just like, you know, one of these things that Fox News complains about.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that we never hear about again. I would be really interested to see VR like experiences. Like VR, you're in a house fire. VR, you're in a plane crashing.
The problem is like, it just doesn't get you in the same state of mind.
Right.
You're not like,
you're just going to be looking around the plane crash being like, whoa, look at me.
Right. Yeah, I know. Exactly. Yeah.
I'm going to die.
100%. 100%.
You're right. You do have a good point. Because you know. You just put the thing on. You know.
If I put on this like racist simulator thing and I hop in and I'm like, God, it's hilarious how much they're calling me the N-word. Right. Like, you know. Like, you're why like, am I getting called
they're,
this?
They're calling that and you're just like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
You go right up to no, 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 no.
I mean, I think
kissing them.
I think if you're like a normal person, you can use empathy,
right?
And kind of see how like being
That's
treated
true.
A certain way Who, would make you feel a certain way.
What racist is gonna put on the racist VR
and
simulator?
They go, oh, I was
and
wrong.
I was so wrong. Wow, my whole life's changed.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go get an NPR tote bag.
Yeah,
BRB. No, not NPR. 60 minutes.
60. Yeah, the most left. The left. Left-wing progressive. The progressive left is what the guy called it.
It's libs of our society. Fuck TikTok. They're everywhere. They're coming for you.
Libs of the universe.
Well, guys, We appreciate you walking through our podcast simulator with us.
I'm gonna make a gamer VR. Simulator.
Oh,
what it's like to be a gamer.
Just press hold square to lick Cheeto dust. Dude, and it takes a while.
Dude, when it stains deep your on, fingers.
It'll... When it's deep on, you might as well just not even lick it. Just go straight to the sink. Because then you can get it off in like a...
You're not going to be able to get the orange off with your mouth. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. We don't have the glizzy goblin capabilities to do that. Mm-mm. I can't suck the chrome off a trailer hitch.
I don't have a cat's tongue.
No. I should. I should be like, Billy, clean me.
He'd probably be like, okay.
I definitely... did do that with a dog once. Like, I was eating barbecue chips.
Oh, sure.
And I already knew this dog was going to be into it. And I was just like, come on, get in there. And, like, but it was, like, it got a little too far because it was kind of, like, nummying the barbecue. Like, it was like rubbing it into its gums. And I was like, whoa, we're getting weird.
It's already gross and dirty. Like,
that you're licking my hand regardless.
First of all, dogs' mouths aren't that clean.
They are not.
That's that thing where, like, dogs have the cleanest tongue ever. And it's like, no, they just lick their asshole. There's no possible way that they have a clean. Like,
the asshole wasn't clean.
Right.
I know that.
I just saw him licking a turd on the floor.
Also, dogs, I've seen, like, a lot of dogs, like, more dogs than I've owned, eat another animal's turd on spec. Like, just be like, what is this delicious morsel? Is that
a little Tootsie Roll for me?
And then it's just like, whoa, dude, stop eating that turd. No.
Yeah. No. Goose shit, fucking whatever. Yes, they just...
And goose shit is fucked up. It doesn't even look right.
No.
That shit comes out straight greenery.
Thank God it's just roughage. Roughage.
They're just in there.
Anyway, all right. I digress. Take us home.
Hey, guys. Be careful out there. The geese are fighting again.
They're back.
In there. They're more ornery than ever. There's definitely more plastic in their blood than even last year at this time. Mm. Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. We're a video games podcast, although we do have a little humor every now and then, a chuckle, you know, from time to time. Called Get in the Car Gamer. We're about video games, and you can be found at soundcloud.com/getinthecargamer. On Spotify and everywhere else you can find a podcast. I mean it. I dare you to find one we're not on. We're also a live Twitch stream.
If you do, tell us.
Yeah, I dare you because it would be helpful.
Yeah.
There may be a reward in it for you. Ooh. You never know. And then we're also a live Twitch stream, twitch.tv/getinthecargamer, at least every Monday and Thursday. We got a live pod, so you should check us out. If you like the pod, please give us a like. If you want to hear more, please subscribe. And until next time, guys. It's time to get out of the car, gamers. Where is it? There we go.
I'm the Joker, baby.
Bye-bye.
Love y'all.